Bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like an avalanche off the side of the freaking mountaintops, baby! Woo! Welcome to the greatest hour of radio, bar none, most electrifying in the galaxy when you are talking mindset, attitude, positivity, inspiration, motivation, ain't no nation like donation, what you want. Yo, every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 1520 WCHE. We drop it like it's hot because it is, baby. This show is so dope. It should be illegal. And right now, Get Up Army, I salute you. I am so thankful that you are here on this journey today, the greatest day of your life, Thursday, August 27, 2020. Bang, bang. I'm so fired up. Today we are going to freaking war. We're going to war with fear. We're going to war with anxiety. We're going to war with indecisiveness. We're going to fear. We're going to war with fear and playing small because that has never served you. It's never gotten anyone successful anywhere. We're going to stomp it out today right here on the Get Up Power Hour. And I'm doing two things that I don't normally do. This is what I'm doing. Number one, I'm opening up the phone lines, the big fat phone lines here at 1520 WCHE. And it's kind of whack, yo, because we've opened up phone lines before and it's like this. Hey, we're going to the phones. Chirp, chirp, and there's nothing. And then there's other times where, hey, we're going to the phones, and it's like someone took their finger out of the dam. We literally brought down the phone lines here before. We've had calls from the West Coast. We've had calls from Ireland. We had calls from New York City. We had calls from Canada. We had calls from Jersey. Jersey! So if you want to get in on the hot show right now, 610-701-9243, lots of stuff going on, lots of stuff to talk about. Keep it positive. My block game is strong. So that's the first thing. The second thing we do today that I don't normally do is what you can't see. If you're live streaming all over the place at markhafer.com or on WCHE, 1520WCHE.com, or if you're listening live on the radio, you don't see that I am Facebook Living the entire show for the first time ever here in the studio. Tag it, share it, let somebody know. We got a bunch of people on here. Sam Rosano, sup my dog? What's up, bro? I love it. I love it. I want the energy today. Yo, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things that are going on this next hour. Fall is coming around the corner back. The school is happening. The seasons are changing. It's time to get your mind right to go attack. We're going to go on the offense for the back end of 2020. I'm sick of this sitting around and people just, you know, uncertain and twiddling our thumbs and waiting for the next shoe to drop. Screw that. We're not the nail. We're the hammer. And that's what we're going to be doing this entire show. Now, it's the first time that you're tuning in. Welcome. So thankful that you're here. I'm so glad that you're here. Hey, we see Dr. Tara Rutley. She is joining on Facebook Live. What's up, Dr. Rutley? Mrs. Suda, my old religion teacher from high school. She says it keeps freezing on Facebook. Well, you know what? Maybe the Wi-Fi sucks here in beautiful, sunny downtown Westchester, Pennsylvania. I don't know, but I'm going to do the best that I can. It's all we can do. So if it's the first time that we're connecting out here or that you're stumbling upon this happy accident on the greatest day of your life here, August 27, 2020. All right. I'm your host, Mark Hayford, and I'm sitting here live with the man working the boards, Jack Attack. He was live here. He's doing the thing. Jack, why don't you say hi to the Get Up Army?
Good to be on with you, Mark.
It's good to be on every time. It's like, you're like a ray of sunshine in my day, Jack. He's here.
I appreciate
Jack's
that.
Got his own show on the station. Jack is a radio. He's a radio. What are you? You're like a radio hog. You're in the trenches.
Yeah, I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere.
Doing something 6-7 days a week.
6-7 days a week on the radio. This is what this guy does. He loves it. We only come in here for an hour for the Get Up Power Hour, but he does everything. What do you? You got your shows. You're doing like all different music themes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, lots of music shows. I'm doing this thing called Deep Dive on Tuesday and Wednesday nights featuring a different year. I featured 1978 last night, featured 1985 the night before, too.
When I think 1985, I think Huey Lewis in the News. I think Aha. I think Tears for Fears. I think Bruce Springsteen. I think Prince.
I play like all that stuff.
Madonna, Michael Jackson. Yeah. When I think 1978, I'm thinking Bay City Rollers. I'm thinking Bee Gees. I'm thinking Grease. I'm thinking, what am I thinking? I'm thinking Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm thinking Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm thinking some, not really Skinner at that point, but yeah, a lot of fun stuff. Wow.
Yeah, I played a lot of the stuff you mentioned, too.
What's your next year?
I think I'm going to do 1969 the next year.
1969?
Like I'm doing something from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, kind of alternating.
So you got Janis Joplin, you got Beatles, you got Jimi Hendrix, you got the Doors, you got Love and Spoonful, you got all kinds of stuff. Ooh, you got Motown, baby.
Yeah, going all over the place.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, well, we're Facebook Live in this, too. If you want to actually see the show and get a visual, it's Mark Hayford, Mark with a C, and let's talk about that. I want to connect on all social media. Let's be friends. Your network is your net worth, okay, people? So let's all connect up here. Let's be friends. I'm on every social media platform. I'm like a social media hoe, okay? I'm out there on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. I tweet. Nobody cares. I don't care if they don't care. I'm going to keep tweeting away like a little bird chirping in a tree, right? So I'm on all your social media. It's Mark with a C. And I invite you guys to check out my website. It's Mark Hayford. So it's Mark with a C, Hayford.com. And we got all kinds of stuff out there. We have every single Get Up radio show played on there. We have pictures. We have videos. And when you're out there, you can pick up not one, not two, all three of my number one books. We got Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. Boom. Went number one on Amazon in the self-help category the day it was released, 4 hours actually from the time it being released. And then 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life, which is a daily thought of the day book. It's a little motivation. It's a little to kick you in the katush. It's to get your feet on the floor. It's to get you dreaming big and seeing past the walls in front of you. Okay. And then my third book is my latest book, which just dropped in July. All right. Light Up the Darkness. Boom, bam, hot damn. Yes, ma'am. There you are. Okay. And with Light Up the Darkness, man, that went top 10 self-help and went top 10 neuro-linguistic programming and went number one in sports psychology, which blows my mind because it's not really a sports book. I'm a head football coach. I played sports my entire life. So there are sports related things in there. There's also pop culture, but it's all mindset. It's all attitude. And we're going to be pulling from these bad boys today. Now, if you like books and you like audio books, yo, go out to audible.com and you can listen to Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life while I yell at you, sweating with love, because that's how we do it here. And Light Up the Darkness, I was in the studio last month with the Carl Bonner, who's worked with The Roots. He's worked with Walk the Moon. He's walked with They Might Be Giants. I mean, the guy's, he's unprecedented with what he does. And he was awesome enough to work with me on this project. So Light Up the Darkness audio version is going to be dropping in September. Do you remember? Yeah, in September, it's going down. Light Up the Darkness is coming out on Audible. And finally, if you guys are into podcasting, I implore you, if you're part of the Get Up Army, you're like, Hayford, I need more. Hayford, I want more. If it's 159 and you're like, no, don't go. Okay, listen, every single day we're stomping it out. We're getting it. We're going hard. We swing for the fences and we don't apologize. And it's mindset, it's attitude, it's positivity. It's the Get Up podcast. Now, right now it's on SoundCloud, but also in September, that's going to be reaching bigger platforms. We're going to be Spotify, we're going to be iTunes, we're going to be Google Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever your favorite podcasting platforms are, go there and you'll be able to hear daily the Get Up podcast. Man, and this show, yo, woo, hot soup, baby. There are some tremendous things that are going to be happening with this radio program soon. I'm talking like Get Up Power Hour on steroids. Now, I just saw our station manager, D Sizzle for Rizzle. All right. It's the first time I've seen her in like a, I don't know, since the whole pandemic started. So I gave her like a virtual hug from across the room. Right. And I was sworn to secrecy. So I can't divulge all the info yet. I can't tell you what the big news is yet. However, this show is going to reach unprecedented heights. And I'm very excited about that. So excited about that. And I can't wait to tell you about it. So, oh. And I promised I'd give some shout outs as I do every show. So here, I got to reach over here in the magic bag, right? Right? Okay, some shout outs. Because I got a card. Now I just came from a store, literally. I came here and I came from Limelight Awards Trophies Recognition. Now they're out of Malvern and Andrew is the owner of this. And hey, my fantasy football league. It's fantasy football time, right? Looks like NFL's playing. It's going. Go ahead, Jack. You got something to say. What?
I don't have anything to say.
I you just got a big fat smile when I said fantasy football and trophies. Well, I showed you the trophy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I can't. And there's some other things. But I go, this lady is great. It's Limelight Trophies. She's right on Route 30 in Malvern. So if you're local and you're listening to this and you need any types of trophies and awards and all that, you can give them a call, 610-644-1111. I mean, 610-644-1111. It's Limelight, okay? Limelight Awards Recognition Trophy. And I stumbled onto a really cool local restaurant in Downingtown, and I didn't even know it was there. Now, there's a brewery on top of it, local brewery in Downingtown. They make IPAs, make all kinds of stuff, but it's Estrella, or Estrella. That's how it looks. So it's E-S-T-R-E-L-L-A. And we went in there the other day, and it was really cool. I got to meet the owner, C.W., and they do the social distancing. They do the outside seating. Their menu's pretty dope. So if you're local and you like, you know, it's interesting because you know where it is? It's the old fire department on Lancaster Ave in Downingtown. Now, the last time I was there, man, I've been DJing like 20-something years, and I did this benefit for a lady who since passed away. I think she had cancer, and it was sad, but that's why I love DJing, because I get to play this role in people's lives and moments, and it was a big fundraiser. It was a beef and beer. There were hundreds of people in this old fire hall. It was a fire hall for like forever, and now it's not. Now it's this restaurant where the upstairs is its own restaurant. It's a microbrewery, and the downstairs is it's this restaurant, Estrella, and it's awesome, man. It was good. It was a great time. It's easy to hang out there. The only problem was there was so many people that were trying to get in there. They got two big parking lots on either side, and they were just all jacked up. So, all right, well, I'm Facebook Live in this right here, so let me just see what we got going. Let me read some of the comments. Mrs. Suda, my old religion teacher. Well, I don't mean my old religion teacher. I mean like my former religion teacher, but she is older than me, and I am 48. So, Mrs. Suda, I'm just saying. But, okay, she says, LOL, this is the problem people will have as they start up their schools with distance learning. LOL, can't handle it. LOL. Well, that's interesting, right? School's about to be starting, and she was saying there were some glitches going on here with Facebook. So I don't know, like what happens if you're learning, you're doing your trigonometry 6 and your Zoom freezes up. I mean, you know, is Johnny in trouble or is Johnny not have the Wi-Fi?
Or even think about like a power outage too, like there's a big storm or the power goes out.
Power
like,
outage? What about
no school, like a snow day maybe? But.
Well, how about this? What about if you have, you know, what
if someone else has power but you don't?
If someone else has power and you don't. Yeah, that's interesting. It's not like a snow day, like, hey, it snowed on that side of the street, but yeah. Not this side, so I can go to school, but they can't. All right, so that's interesting. Let's see. George Sautner says, I want all three of my books signed. George, I'm going to make that happen, baby. And I'll be seeing you in the next 72 hours, you lucky duck quack. So, yes, I will sign all three of your books. I will spell your name wrong in all three. JK, we're doing that. Hola! From Mona Lena's. That's right. Sandra Cook, right in Westchester, right down the street. Hey, listen, if you are getting your hair did, and whatever else ladies get done in hair places like that, I'm not a lady, nor do I have hair, so I'm out. But if you are in and you go to Mona Lena's hair salon, which I suggest you do right here in Westchester, if you mention, hey, you heard this on the Get Up Power Hour, it's your boy Mark Hayford talking about Mona Lena's, you're going to get a discount. I don't know what that discount is. Maybe it's a free bag of French fries. Maybe it's a back massage. Maybe it's $5 off. You got to talk to Sanj and the crew over there. They're in 25 years of business. 25. And that's why I have such like mad respect for Limelight Trophies, for Mona Lena's, for these restaurants, for the small business owners that fight, that are fighting as hard as they can right now to do what they can to stay alive, to stay above water, and to thrive. Because it's so much more. It's not just about existing out here. That sucks. If you're just living to exist, you got to examine what's happening. Now, I know that the world, they got us in a strange place right now, but forget that noise, man. Forget it. It's time to roll with the punches. I know everybody wants to be the next Conor McGregor. I know it's all UFC now, but if you ever watch boxing, boxers don't stand there and just get punched in the face. They duck, they bob, they weave. That's where the expression, roll with the punches. They roll with it. So there's not a dead-on shot. We got to learn how to roll. I DJ, like I said, for past couple decades. Yo, I'm talking to brides right now. I talked to two in the past 24 hours that are looking to book me for their weddings. Now, the weddings are crazy because I just did a wedding. Another shout-out local place, Springton Manor. Right, Springton Manor Farm, they do weddings there, and I was there for a wedding that was supposed to be 250 people, and it was 42. So when you hear that, you're like, ah, oh, it sucks. Well, I'll tell you what, it didn't suck. It was awesome, actually. Here's why it was awesome. It's not like there was 250 people where it's too overwhelming and you got drunk Uncle Ned with his girlfriend of the week with the glass eye that flew in from Nevada and you got to pay $35 for a plate of salmon Hollandaise sauce or whatever for her and you never see her again, you know, and she's in a picture 50 years from now and you're like, who's that? Right. No, it wasn't that. It was 42 of the most intimate people, most important people, the players celebrating together, doing stuff, working it. I mean, it's awesome. Sanj from Mona Lena says, thanks, Mark. Love my craft. Love my guests. Thankful for 25 years of entrepreneurship. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Get Up Army. We fight through the crap. You think 25 years of having a business is easy? No. 25 years ago, I had hair. Stuff gets ugly, man. You got to keep fighting, scratching and crawling and not stopping. Activity fixes everything. You got to keep going hard. You got to find ways to grow. I DJed a virtual prom this year. I was in my house in Pennsylvania, set up laser strobes, Zoom, and I was doing it for a high school in Virginia. It was freaking dope, man. Those kids had a good time. And you know what? You would think, well, that's weird. Well, little pockets of friends got together and they're all on their stuff. It was awesome. Let me see. Let me see what we got here. I'm Facebook living this. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Let's see. All right. George Sautner says, my kids started on Monday, and yes, all the servers can't handle it. They have, he said ticker, but I think he means TikTok open with software vendors. Then, Sam Rosano chimes in and says, got to upgrade that 56K speed. I guess you do. Hey, Niana says, hey, what's up, lady? Your book shipped today. That's right. Light up the darkness and get up. I've been putting it on my Facebook and Instagram, my Snap, my TikTok, my Twitter, my LinkedIn. I haven't put it on YouTube. But I've gotten so many author copies finally. When you release a book, people go like, okay, so Jack, let's say you go to Amazon.com right now and you type in Mark Hayford or you type in Get Up the Darkness, Light Up, whatever. And you see the book and you order the book for mm-hmm. the price that they have out there. Now, I go in at the exact same time and I go to author copies and I order author copies and I say, I want 100 author copies because mm-hmm. I have 100 friends that may want this or, you know, need toilet paper for the next pandemic or something, whatever. So you're going to get your copy instantaneous.
Wow.
Because when you're self-published, though, I'm going to wait a couple weeks because when you're self-published, they print on demand. Oh. So unless you are a author with a full publisher, you know, then, and there's so many pros and cons to that. It's really interesting. I've learned a lot over the past couple of years since I had the title of author. And I've talked to a lot of authors that have had great experiences and authors that have had bad experiences. And it's kind of like record contracts. Like, you know, it just depends who you roll with and what it is. Some people are excited. They're like, yeah, I got this awesome contract and it's great. And then other people just kind of, you know, I can't wait to get out of my contract. It's crazy. So I don't know, but that's kind of how the author thing works. But yes, there's books that have been sent out today, Light Up the Darkness and Get Up. And I put a picture of me holding some books and it got a little bit of, you know, it raised my dopamine. It gave a little bit of love, right? And I just said, I was joking. And I said, the post office hates me. And people were coming at me going, the post office doesn't hate you, Hayford. The post office is thankful. I know. I was joking, people. Anyway, Jack, we got to take a break, bro. We're over. Holy mackerel. It's just so much. We're having fun here. This day, as we're sailing off into new seas, as we're turning corners, we're hitting new seasons. We're changing the course here, and we're letting you guys kind of take over the Get Up Power Hour. So if you want to call in at 610-701-9243, again, that's 610-701-9243, or if you're watching live on my Facebook Live, you can wind up hitting me up out here, and we're going to talk about what's going on. Don't go anywhere. I got some stuff that I want to rant about in a second because I'm angry and I'm going to tell you why I'm angry. And you are listening to 1520 WCHE. This is Mark Hayford on the Get Up Power Hour. We'll be right back. Back at you like a bolt of lightning coming from the heavens, baby. You're listening to the greatest show in the history of radio when you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity. Right here up in your face, unapologetic. Yo, I salute you. You are in the Get Up Army. This is Mark Hayford, and you are listening to 1520 WCHE, the Get Up Power Hour. You know how we do, baby. Every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We go hard. We're on the offense, yo. We're not backpedaling. Coming at you, bro. We're stomping it out today. We're Facebook living this right now. If you want to see the visual, go to Mark Hayford on Facebook. That's Mark with a C. So we can just make things difficult for everybody. Right. Yo, let's check the Facebook live feed and see what's going on. All right. So I screwed up one of my newer Facebook friends' name on here, and she said that I pronounced her name wrong. She said it's Nina. And Sam Rosano says, I think she meant more like Nana. So somebody's got to help me out here, but she's loving it nonetheless. Becky D in the place to be. Yo, Becky DiCarlo from Rocky's Hot Sauce jumped on. That's one of the station's sponsors. Rocky's Hot Sauce is amazing. And these guys are like, for real, when you're talking the homegrown local success story, you know, when I say local, I'm saying the Philadelphia area. They started like 20 something years ago. The mom made this hot sauce in the kitchen and they would go to this restaurant and bring the mom's hot sauce.
Oh, that's a great story.
Oh, it's crazy, dude. And then what started happening was Rocky is the actual, you know, the dad. Mm-hmm. So Rocky would bring the hot sauce when he would take his wife to dinner. And then they would, the people working there were like, well, can you leave the hot sauce? So then they would leave the hot sauce and they started working and they started giving it. People like, well, what's his hot sauce? And they're like, well, it's Rocky's hot sauce.
Wow,
what the hell is Rocky?
Great.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Dude, now it's in like, I think it's in Whole Foods. You can go to rockieshotsauce.com. You want to go to Rocky's Hot Sauce.
Check that out and put it on my burger.
Dude, they have, it's like garlic hot sauce. It's lime hot sauce.
Wow.
It's barbecue hot sauce. It's bacon hot sauce. It's 3.0 burn your face off.
Barbecue sounds really appealing to me.
My favorites are the 3.0, the garlic. I mean, you just got to check it out. Go to their website. And they sent me a gift package of it. And it's like, it goes in my house, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, it's good. So, okay, so Becky's on. And shout out to her brother, Ben, who also is in the business with these guys. So it's great. Let me see. We're on Facebook Live here. We're scrolling. Let's see. Yo, Alan Carr, what's up, bro? Can you shine some positivity on my feed and to the world? Because we all need it. You know, brother, that's what I do. That's what we do. That's what we do together. That's why I wrote Get Up. That's why I wrote Light Up the Darkness, because this ain't like a mantra. It's not a T-shirt. I ain't just trying to get paid. Well, it'd be nice. But what I'm trying to do is to try to like leave this place better than how I found it. And we all can do that. And that's the point of this. Because everybody here is blessed with different gifts, with different blessings, with different attributes. How boring would it be if we were all looking, talking, thinking exactly the same? We're looking at this wrong, friends. When you look at what's going on in the world today, there is so much division, constantly. Everybody's at each other's throats. Why don't we start appreciating each other for the differences that we have? See, here's the thing. God forbid you were flipped over on the side of the road in a car. I'm not checking your voter identification card. I'm not asking who you pray to. I'm not seeing if you own a gun or don't. I'm not seeing if you eat meat or don't. I'm not asking which lives do you think matter. I'm pulling you out of the car because you're a human being and we're all connected and we're supposed to be lifting each other up. It takes a strong person to stand up and to lift others up with them. A weak person is going to step on others to try to elevate themselves. Don't be weak. Don't be a punk. Step up and help each other out. That's what I'm talking about, man. We're in exciting times. Do you realize right now? I'll give you a spin. You want a spin? I got a spin for you. For the history of history, they've been waiting for these days that we're walking in right now. You have air conditioning. You have Wi-Fi. You're listening to me on your radio or live stream or watching me on a Facebook live feed. You said Facebook in 1995. Nobody would even know what you're talking about. This is exciting. We just have to get out of our own way sometimes. You know, the world's rough. The world doesn't want us to win. The world's constantly trying to push us down. The world's constantly fighting us. We don't need to give it help, right? We don't need to help that, you know, to get snagged and to get beaten up and to get punched in the face. We need to be our own best advocates. And how do we do that? We do that by pouring into ourselves. That personal growth thing, that self-motivation, that self-starting, it's not a joke. It's not like rah-rah and puppies and rainbows and weak and soft. No, that's real business. And, you know, the old thing of what they say about personal growth, right? They say it's like bathing. It wears off. So you need it daily. And that's really true. Every day you should be filling your mind up with something. And I think most people don't, not because people are lazy. Some people are definitely lazy, but I don't think that's why most people don't. I think most people don't invest into personal growth and invest into themselves is because they think it's going to be more work than it actually is. It's not. It's not. I mean, let me just break it down. If I gave you a bucket and said, fill up this bucket with water. I didn't say when you have to fill up the bucket with water, and I didn't say how you have to fill up the bucket with water. So you might think, oh, geez, that bucket's going to be heavy. I got to walk all the way over there, and I got to turn on the water, and I got to wait, and it's going to fill up, and then I'm going to carry the bucket back. It's going to be heavy. That's a lot of work. We're busy anyway. How about you put the bucket under the pipe and let the drops fall in one at a time, very slowly, over time. It's called a compound effect. How about let that compound, and before you know it, you have an overflowing bucket of water. And it didn't really take that much work. It wasn't heavy lifting. It was just over time. It's the same thing with personal growth. It doesn't mean you have to go to pay thousands of dollars to go to seminars for, you know, 5 days out of your week and you know, read for hours. No. We all get the same 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a freaking year. Let's not waste it all the time. Let's do something. I'm not saying don't watch your favorite show. I'm not saying don't take a nap when you're tired. I'm not saying don't like turn your mind off. We all need that sometimes. What I'm saying is if you took 15 minutes a day, 15, that's toilet time for reals with a Z. Right? You could read a book. You could listen to a podcast. There is so much out there. We're in the information age, but still there's so much craziness. That's Ron from Ron's Swap Shop. Hold on. Ron, come in here. Come on my Facebook Live real quick. This is the man, Ron from Ron's Swap Shop. We're Facebook Live in here. Ron is the cornerstone of 1520 WCHE.
Oh, thank you.
He has his show. And this guy has done everything. Oh, you're getting lots of love. I see lots of hearts here. How old are you right now, Ron?
What?
How old are you right now?
Do I have to tell you?
Give us a ballpark.
I tell you, you're not going to believe it.
Well, I have a very cool point about this, and this is, can we get him on the mic for a second? Yeah. Just for a second. Hold on. This is such an impressive, you know, Ron, have a seat. This is Ron.
Okay. Where's the headset? Give me a headset.
Give him a headset. Let's see. Jack Attack. Help me out here, brother. Here we go. Boom. All right. We're going to make this happen. And this is going to be worth your time because Ron is boom. There's Ron.
I didn't know anybody was in here because I didn't hear anything outside. So.
No, this is great. Okay. So. Okay. Oh, people are saying, let's see him. Okay,
all right, we got it.
There's Ron.
Yeah.
There's Ron from Ron.
Wow, look at that.
Look at that, right? We're Facebook Live in the show.
Wow, this is awesome.
Now, hold on. I got to get, because I'm going to, okay.
Woo.
All right, that's going to be, all right. So thank you for coming on the show, actually. This is awesome.
I just opened the door.
You just opened the door. You came in live radio. I love it. So how many years have you been doing radio, first of all?
Oh, man. I started in radio when I was just a kid. Like a teenager in Armed Forces Radio when I was overseas. But that wasn't my regular job. I was working in missions and targets and mission support as a senior intelligence specialist. But we had off hours, and there was an Armed Forces Radio station on base. And a friend of mine from Philly, Jerry Stevens, went on to become superstar in Philly and New York. We became friends, and he asked me if I would be interested in doing radio. I was shy, and I said, no, I don't want to do it anyway, you know. But eventually, I went on the air. So that's when I started. That's where I got my first experience in radio was Armed Forces Radio overseas.
Well, first of all, we're both veterans. Thank you for serving. What branch were you in?
Air Force.
So was I. So we both like air conditioning and leather seats.
I wish. Well, yeah. I did 3 tours. From the Far East to the Middle East and a lot of stops in between.
Oh, my goodness.
It just seemed like I was never stopped traveling.
Were you Vietnam era?
No, Korean.
Korean War era?
Post-Korean. Yeah, post-Korean.
So pre-Vietnam War we're serving.
Oh, yeah, long before. But I had friends that did. Well, see, because of my job as a senior intelligence specialist, I could never get out of that career field. So
Yeah, you can't go, like, sell shoes after
when
that.
When Vietnam broke, I got a letter saying that I might be brought back into the military. I was in my 20s. I was married. I had kids.
Oof.
And I was sweating that out. I didn't want to go back in the military. No way. But anyway, okay.
But here, so first of all, age. Some of the comments I
all
got
right,
here.
So you want to know the age. I already gave the background.
How old are you now?
In 2 weeks, I will be 84.
Oh! Happy birthday in two
yeah.
weeks.
Yeah, so.
84 years old. Let me tell you something. I'm getting yo, Ronnie. I'm going, wow, he looks great. He's a legend. Love his story. This is awesome, man. Well, the reason I'm so impressed is because, and we've had conversations about, we listened to like Earl Nightingale. We've read some of the same books with Think and Grow Rich and all these other. I just wrote a new book.
Earl, you wrote this?
I wrote
this.
Can
I get a copy?
I will sign one for you right
all
now.
Right,
I'll give
man.
You this one. It went number one on Amazon in sports psychology.
Get out.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it's
I'm
exciting.
Impressed.
I'm impressed. It's cool. You gotta get
so what's it about? It's called what?
It's called Light Up the Darkness.
All right.
So here's what happened. This book was going to be something else. You know, it was going to be more along my first book, Get Up. And what happened was when the pandemic hit, and I write about this in the very beginning of the book, why I was inspired with it, not so much the pandemic. I was pretty much just awakened middle of the night and just laying there for a couple hours, not anxiety, not insomnia, just like, okay, wide awake like we are now, and wanted to really know, you know, I felt like I had to receive a message, and then it hit me. Like my first book, Get Up. So I got up. It was like 4 a.m. and I just started. And what I realized was
funny.
What I realized was my first, the framework was already there. And, you know, listen, you like I are like-minded and we follow people that have a lot of success in their lives.
Yep.
And we gravitate towards that. And I think there's a commonality in so many of these successful people, a lot of successful traits. I don't think they get lucky. You know, I think a lot of them, they put in the work and the time.
It might be a little luck, but I think if people have, I used to tell my students, I taught broadcasting for 8 years in Philly, and I used to tell them, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe will achieve.
Oh, love it.
And if you live by that, the luck will come your way, but you have to really believe in what you're doing and where your successes and your goals and what they are.
Yeah, the focus.
But Earl Nightingale, I use Earl Nightingale in all my classes.
I love it.
Open to...
Yeah. For you guys who don't know who Earl Nightingale is, Earl Nightingale sounds like this. But he is he's the godfather of personal growth. So if you guys want to go out, you can listen to, there's all kinds of stuff, like The Greatest Secret and
Acres of Diamonds.
I mean, there's so much out there.
There were like a dozen tapes that I used to use and everything.
Yeah.
It's a good way to live your life is, positive, reinforced messages from people who have succeeded. Absolutely.
I love that you're saying this because I was just saying this, like literally Jack Attack, right? Wasn't I just saying this before he came in? Like,
awesome.
We get 24 hours a day. If you took 15 minutes a day to better yourself, now you're 84 years old. This guy works out in the gyms.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's a former bodybuilder.
I miss competing.
He misses. He's going to be 84. He's not talking about retirement. He's talking about he misses competing. That's living.
It was fun, man. But
wow.
You know, you got to do everything you want to do. Because if you don't, the older you get, it's like there's a saying. It says it's not the old man that lies awake at night thinking of the things he did do. It's the old man who lies awake at night thinking of the things he did not do.
Mic drop right here in the Get Up Power Hour. Holy mackerel. Regret sucks, and you don't want to carry that. This is what we talk about. My wife and I, we take our kids, and we take some friends and some of my wife's team, and every year we go to different – I don't know how it's going to be this year with the whole thing that's going on, but we go to different assisted living facilities, and we interact with some people. And, you know, so many of the people that either don't have families or don't have visitors, they're so happy to see us and spend time.
Yeah.
But the thing that scares me to death is – every once in a while, I will run into a few of these people, and you see the look in their eyes, and you could tell what kind of lives they've lived.
Mm.
And some of them have that regret that now they're not in a position to do those things.
Yeah.
So I love the insight that you're giving the Get Up Army here as far as like how to live a happy life. So let me ask you this. You're going to be 84 years old.
Yep.
What is it like? Like, we don't know what it's like till we get there.
I don't feel 84 anywhere near it. I feel around 40.
Okay.
The only thing, there are some ailments. I have some arthritis in the knee, which has to be replaced. But mild things, nothing serious. Nothing serious.
This is what I'm talking about, friends. It's all perspective. He's wearing a knee brace. He just said, at 84 years old, he just says, I have arthritis in the knee. It has to get replaced. But nothing serious. right? How many people have a freaking hangnail and cry or like, oh, I don't feel good. I'm not talking COVID. I'm talking like, you know, you got like a head cold and you're out for 4 weeks. Like, guys, it's about living your best life now. It's about stepping forward and playing all out. We're not getting more time.
But I have to attribute the longevity to working out. I really do. I think the exercise, the weight training, the weight resistance and using different programs has made. And that, and giving up smoking, giving up drinking, giving up all the poisons, because that's all it is, just poisons in your system, and get rid of that, and then replace it with nutritional food, good foods. You know, not the process, not that crap, because, you know, you can buy selectively and you can be smart. You're just as smart. It takes just as much money to buy the junk as it does the good stuff.
Well, so much of what we got going on, it's fast food, fast food. How about slow food? How about that? Yeah. How about, like, you know?
I mean, you can make a soup. You can make stew. How hard can that be?
Well, you haven't seen me cook, Ron. It's pretty horrible. I messed up pancakes once. My family doesn't let me forget that. But, you know, we were just talking in here a couple weeks ago on the show. There's a new show that's out on Netflix and Zac Efron stars in it. And I forget. Something Earth. So if you guys want to, you know, help me out with that. But he goes and travels to different parts of the planet. And one of the parts he went to was one of the blue zones. And apparently there's only 5 blue zones in the whole planet. And a blue zone is deemed a place, I don't know who deems it, but where there's the most centenarians that live there. And one's Costa Rica, one's a place in California.
Called a blue zone.
Yeah, Greece.
Never heard of it.
Only 5 in the planet,
really?
If you Google. And they wanted to find the commonalities and the traits of why these people live so long, 105 years, 107 years.
Yeah, I read something about that a long time ago, and they could never figure it out. They lived to be like well over 100, and they're running. That was the one common denominator. They ran.
Ran.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'd they'd run 100 miles in a day, running here and there and everywhere.
This one guy, Santino, I think his name was, in Greece, they went there. He walks 3 times a day every day. And I don't mean like, you know, taking a stroll with the dog. I'm talking like the steepness of these streets and the hills. And he walks and has a glass of vino and he's happy and he's always smiling.
Exercise. Yeah, it's aerobics.
Yeah, And
it's
a positive. Talk about being a positive person, having a positive mental attitude, why that's important in your life.
It is. Absolutely. Because, you know, you always think about, oh, you know, it's down, you know, you get down on yourself because you don't have enough money or you don't feel well or whatever the case might be, car broke down and everything. Then you have to think of, what about people who really have it tough, who are being evicted, who are 2 days away from living on the street.
Don't know where the next meal's coming
from. Or have lost arms and legs through whatever, a car accident. Wartime, whatever. You know, you think about those people and you say, you know, thank you, God, you took care of me.
Wow, I love it. You Perspective's know? Powerful. It really is.
And see, I believe in different things. I believe there's a spirit world and we have guides and they're with us all the time.
Okay.
So I take time to thank them. Every day I thank them for keeping me healthy.
I mean, there's so many different beliefs out there. Me personally, I'm Christian and I say I pray, then I slay. You know, like I'm blessed by the best. So I go to a place to where I you know, have my worship time and then... Mm-hmm. You know, just try to go out here and light up the darkness and do that.
All right, man. Doing a great job.
You know what? So are you, man. And you're definitely an inspiration. As I look here, I see Ron's a living legend. Rocky's here. He says, yo, yo, yo. Love Ron. Woot, woot, woot. So you got fans, man. Look
Thank
at that.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, listen, we're up against the break, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go. I just got another contract with the law firm, so I got to put that
look
together.
At him. Ron's making money. He's making money moves. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to sign a book before I leave here.
Yeah, give me the book.
Well, I got to sign it first. Ron.
Okay, there's a pen right there.
I know. I know, but I don't cookie cut it. Are you going to be here at 2:01, Ron?
I will be here. I'm waiting for Jay to show up. So
you'll be here till midnight.
I'll
yeah, okay,
okay,
we're good. All right, yo, that's Ron. I'm Mark. You're listening to 1520 WCHE. This is the Get Up Power Hour, and we will be back in 60 seconds. We'll be right back. baby. On purpose, swinging for the fences. 1520 WCHE, the Get Up Power Hour, like heartburn at a hot dog eating contest. Woo! Greatest show in radio. When you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, how about that? We just had Ron from Ron's Swap Shop coming. Living legend.
Yeah.
The guy's a legend. Jack Attack, jump on the horn. Did you know he was coming in?
I did not. I thought that was Marie coming in, but I didn't see anybody coming in.
I'm sitting there.
Good to hear from Ron.
Yeah, Ron.
Talk
Ron.
About his story.
Ron always has stories. Ron is so interesting because he's a staple here at 1520 WCHE. He's got Ron Swap Shop, right? And you can go on, you can bargain, and he tells you about sales and things. But he is a personal growth mindset mentor. We've had so many off-the-air conversations, and now I actually have an on-the-air interview with a living legend, Ron from Ron's Swap Shop. That is exciting, man. And by the way, I was Facebook Living, and the Facebook Live just totally dropped. The feed just ended right after Ron's segment. So I just jumped over to Insta Live. So if you were following along on Facebook for the live, sorry, I didn't intentionally end it. Don't know what happened there. But if you want, go to my Instagram, Mark Hayford. And yeah, we're back, baby. We're in the final stretch here of the Get Up Power Hour because we do it every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. And this station, man, it's got so many cool shows. It's morphing, it's growing, it's becoming explosive. I listened to this. I caught this show by accident. There is a for all you people out there, you people that are into like computers and the computer nerd thing in the IT world, and they got a computer show. I didn't even know this on Saturday mornings. I like was running errands and a stumble. Do you know? Jack, can you speak intelligently on this? Because I cannot.
It's Computer Corner with Gene Mitchell on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock, I believe.
The guy was great. I don't even know who he is. I didn't even know there was a computer show on the station.
Done it forever.
Really?
Yeah. And he knows a ton about computers and how to fix it.
Well, it's interesting because it wasn't just about computers. He was talking about some hot current topics, which I don't even know if he meant to or not, but he was talking about how this scary whole idea of the new phenomenon of deep fakes, which is like, you know, you can have a video of somebody doing something that they didn't do or saying something that they didn't say. And because
it's creepy.
It's so creepy, dude. And because of technology, like it's ramping up. It's been around since 2017. And think of how that's going to go into politics and blackmail and framing people and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So pretty terrible. But it was interesting because it went from a computer show to current topics. And then I'm a former pro wrestling ref with the WWE. I was in there for like a cup of coffee. And, you know, look. They got a pro wrestling show on here now.
Yeah, well, newest show we have on CHE.
It's like a two-hour wrestling show on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. I was running errands, and I had those guys on because WWE had SummerSlam coming on. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. I just want to listen to this. So I don't know who those guys are. I don't know if they know who I am. So I'd love to connect with them at some point and maybe get on their show or get them on this show. But I think it's pretty cool. What's that show called? I don't even know.
Wrestling Radio.
Wrestling Radio.
Yep.
You know what? I do believe that is the longest aired wrestling show.
Yeah, it was before it was. It had another name at another station, but WCHE picked it up a couple weeks ago.
Nice. Yeah. CHE making moves, baby. That's what's happening.
Yeah, it brings in a ton of listeners from the wrestling world. It's like the go-to show, I believe, for.
Well, there were four guys on there, and they were very intelligible when it came to the business and what was happening and predictions. And I don't know. It was really cool. And, you know, and here's something, too, as we got football that's going to be starting, and, you know, we've been seeing the hockey playoffs are on and basketball and everything. WWE, as much as a rap that they get for whatever reason, they haven't stopped. Like, they literally did WrestleMania during the pandemic. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about rolling with punches and adjusting and all that. Man, you know, I only got a few minutes left. It's so crazy how this show goes. The hour just flies by for me when I come in here. And so, listen, here's what I want to do. I want to get our minds right because I'm all about fighting back. I'm all about fighting back with, you know, the uncertainty and the scarcity mindset and the fear and all the stuff that's going on. And it's so easy these days. So let's be mindful of what we're plugging into. Let's be mindful of how we're living our lives, the day to day. Let's be mindful about taking some healthy risks now and for playing all out now. Because like I said at the top of the show, holding back does not serve you. It never has served you. It's not something that is ever going to serve you. When you play small, who wins? Not you. Do you remember the guy that held back? No, either do I. right? We celebrate the people who went for it. Even if they don't come out on top, they went for it, and we respect that. We so respect that right here at the Get Up Power Hour. You know what I'm saying, Army? Oh, man, I love 1520 WCHE. Okay, now the Instagram feed's going since we were dumped off of Facebook and Facebook banned me for a while. When the quarantine started, I was doing double lives. I was doing a live on Instagram Live and I was doing a live on Facebook Live. And on Saturday nights, I would do the Saturday night party, and I would do a little bit of Name That Tune with Vinyl. And a lot of times Facebook would put me in Facebook jail and they'd shut me down because I'm playing, you know, whatever. I'm playing something from the 1970s that's on vinyl, right? So, yeah. But, hey, this is what we do, man. So, listen, I only got a few minutes left on the show. And when you're responsible for putting out books and podcasts and shows that say get up, you better live up to that. You better be authentic with it. You better mean what you say. And I absolutely do. And I want to inspire you to be inspired. I want to motivate you to be motivated. I want to influence you to be an influencer. What I was saying earlier in the show is that we all have different gifts and talents and blessings. And this is a call to action because you are here to serve others. The more that you serve, the stronger you become. Leaders are servants. That's what they are. Look through history. Some of the greatest leaders of all time have served the most amount of people. The more people you can serve, the bigger you become, the more powerful you become. So let me ask you, as you're sitting there and you're trying to absorb all this, and this show was like a pinball machine today, man. We were all over in a good way. So as you are sitting there and you're either live streaming this or you're listening to it on your radio, what is it? How can you make a difference? How can you make it better? How can you make your life better now by taking whatever steps that it is? Because the fact of the matter is you are not here by accident. You are not put here just to simply survive. You're put here to thrive. Those gifts that you have, that thing that you're good at, use it. Because when you don't, we lose out. We're all playing a big piece to this puzzle. We need your piece to complete the puzzle. Somebody just hit me up on social media. They're from the Great Northeast, and they use the word wicked. They're wicked busy. I love it. Yo, Get Up Army. Listen, here's what I would like you to do. I would like you to check out my latest book, Light Up the Darkness. I would like you to check out some of my other work, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. You can check those books out on Amazon. You can get the audiobooks on Audible. You can go to markhafer.com. Why? Because it's important for you to invest in yourself. It's important for you to get up. It's important for you to light up the darkness. It's important for you to become the best version of you. And that's what we need more of. Let's stop buying into the fear and let's start putting money and let's start putting stock into ourselves and the fact that we can get better. We should get better. We are meant to get better, bigger, stronger. It's time. It's time for you to rise. It's time for you to play all out. You're not getting more time. You're not getting younger. You're not getting a second round. Stop acting like it's dress rehearsal. We're live. That's my message for you. That's what it's always been. When you win, we do. And we're cheering you on and we're rooting you on. Now, Jack's waving me off. I got to jump off the air here. But I want to tell you. Oh, I got a couple minutes. Yeah. I love it. Here's the deal. Here's our game plan, friends. Let's do something that is going to get us out of our comfort zone. The comfort zone sucks. That's where all good dreams go to die. When you're comfortable, you're not productive. When you're comfortable, you're not stretching. When you're comfortable, when you're satisfied, you're not growing. You're not getting better. So I don't know what you have going on in your life right now. I don't know what problem. I don't know what circumstance. I don't know what issue. But instead of looking at that problem, at that issue, at that circumstance as it's something to where it's holding you down, I want you to take a minute and be thankful about whatever your issue is, because this is an opportunity for you to self-examine, see why you have this. And even if you can't figure out why, this is an opportunity for you to become better because of it. whatever you're dealing with, I guarantee you're not the first one on the planet who has. You show me someone else that has the same problem, and I will show you someone that is one with it, that's shown. There's so many people out there that have so many issues, and they take it and use it as a platform. They take it and use it as a learning experience, a tool, a way to get better. That's what I'm talking about, and that's what I want all of us to do. We all have our different stuff. How we handle our stuff is exactly how we're going to be remembered. Some of the greatest of all time went through the biggest adversities of all time. That's why we know them, because they didn't stop, they didn't quit, they broke through. That's important. Getting lots of love out here on Insta. Amel Batoui says, yeah, the Lebanese people. So hi from Lebanon. Drew's Blues DePaula's on here, showing hearts. Much love to the Insta family. Get up, Army. Listen. Every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m., we are here live. We're stomping out fear. We're stomping out anxiety, and we're about to turn the corner. We're going into a new season. We're going into a new season of life, and it is time that we start taking better care of ourselves. Forgive yourself, pat yourself on the back, and get ready and get up to fight again. Get ready to start swinging again. Take that quick break. Re-energize. You're allowed to get knocked down. You're going to get knocked down, but that's why I wrote Get Up, and that's what we need to do, and we are stronger together, and together, every single time, we will be here Thursdays, 1 to 2 p.m. on 1520 WCHE, on MarkHafer.com, and on 1520WCHE.com. So as I peace out of here, I want to tell you guys, I appreciate you. I root you on. I love you guys. You've been listening to the Get Up Power Hour on 1520 WCHE, and I am always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford.